You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome back to the CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast. This is the daily broadcast of indeterminate length, where we discuss all things E-Mini, along with some really big ideas on the finer points of trading gold, bonds, crude, sugar, the euro. Joining us today, Mr. Michael Borg. From our trading desk in Chicago, Mr. Burton Schlichter. Now, to get things started, let's go to our host and founder in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Here's Dwayne.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Today is Wednesday, first day of March 2023. Thanks so much for joining us. Whoever you are, wherever you are, we're just glad to have you right here, right now. This is our second live broadcast of the day. First live broadcast every trading day is from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Eastern, but that is a private broadcast, reserved for members only and those who are taking their 1 week free trial. If you've not taken your 1 week free trial, you can do so by going to mytradingiq.com and just click the button at the top of the page, and that will begin your free trial journey. You get five consecutive trading days, so it doesn't matter if you start on a Monday or a Wednesday or a Saturday. You still get five consecutive trading days. Now, the afternoon broadcast, this broadcast, is open to the public. Anybody, anywhere on planet Earth with an internet-connected device. There are two ways you can join the afternoon broadcast. One's a little better than the other. Go to mytradingiq.com, scroll down to afternoon broadcast, click the link, complete the 30-second registration form, and you're done. You only have to do that once. What happens then, every trading day going forward, about an hour before the afternoon broadcast starts, you'll get an email. So at 12 noon Eastern, all you have to do is click the link in the email, and it will automatically log you into our platform. Now, I call it the better way because it gives you access to the question box so you can ask questions and participate in the discussion. If you're out of the office, away from your desktop, but you still want to join the afternoon broadcast live, all you have to do is point that internet-connected device to our YouTube channel. And if you missed the whole show completely, go to the YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/CFRN. It's kind of easy to remember. YouTube.com, you already know that part. /CFRN. Not only do we broadcast live on our YouTube channel every trading day, but we also archive each and every daily broadcast. Currently, there's over 2,200 daily live broadcast archived for your educational and viewing pleasure. And if you're new to the world of CFRN, it's a great way to get to know who we really are. Because you can scroll back 6 weeks, 6 months, a year, 2 years, even more. And we don't expect you to watch every broadcast, but just pick some days at random, okay? And then just listen in for a little bit. What you'll find after you listen to at least part of a few daily broadcasts, no matter how far apart they're spread, is a thread of connectivity, a thread of continuity woven through each and every daily live broadcast. It will help you get up to speed on who we are, what we do, how we do it, even why we do it. youtube.com/CFRN. With that said, let's open with a word of prayer. Now, we started a discussion yesterday about finding financial balance in our life. Our scripture today is Proverbs 13:11 from the Message translation. Easy come, easy go, but steady diligence pays off. Proverbs 13:11. And we talked about planning yesterday. And so today we got to go to the B word, as in budget. It's something we know we all need, but most of us really don't want to have to deal with. Planning for your financial future is not a get-rich-quick scheme. In 2014, Americans spent over $70 billion, that's B as in billion, dollars, on lottery tickets. Many winners squander their money at alarming rates. A substantial number of winners have gone completely broke less than 5 years after their big win. In fact, the statistics are really scary. It's about 70%, about the same as NFL players. True story. Now, if you've never won the lottery, of course, you go, oh, who could be dumb enough to squander all that money? You'd be surprised. There was even a TV documentary. It was called The Lottery Curse, I think. You could probably drag it up on Netflix. On the other hand, now, here's the thing. People who've never had money and had to manage money, all of a sudden, have a check with more zeros than they can count. They have no idea how to deal with the money. And that's why they end up upside down. On the other hand, when you learn, when you plan ahead, you can build wealth and you will be prepared for it because it's a step-by-step process. There's a great book, The Millionaire Next Door. The person living next to you who lives a quiet, humble life, you might be surprised how much money that person has. No fancy cars, no boat in the driveway, no private plane parked over at the airfield. Just simple, humble people who have learned to handle their finances properly and to put money in its place. You should control your money, not the other way around. The best way to get out of debt and build wealth is by making a monthly budget and sticking with it. It's like with trading. You need a trading plan. The greatest plan in the world will do you no good unless you stick with it. Dave Ramsey, I'm sure most of you know who he is, says that every dollar has a name. In very simple steps, determine the income, take-home pay, you will receive during the next month. Those who trade for a living, that can be a little difficult because you're going to have some months that are better or worse than others. But if you've been at it for a period of time, you got a pretty good idea. Number two, enter all your expenses for next month. And then tell your money where to go. Give each dollar a name. Income minus outgo equals exactly zero. Planning ahead allows you to see where your money is being spent before you spend it. Whether you make $1,500 a month or $50,000 a month, your money is limited. And if you spend more than you make, you will erode your savings or turn to debt. Planning helps you avoid budget-busting spending. So ask yourself these questions. What is your monthly goal for your money? What kinds of planning and budgeting have you done in the past? Was it a success or a failure? Did the plan fail, or did you fail to follow the plan? And why have you had success or failure in past planning and budgeting? Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings, for your mercy, for your grace. Whether we have little or have much, teach us to be content. Because wherever we are, if we're believers, we are where you want us to be at that moment in time. God, we know that we cannot make a good plan for our money without your help. Thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit to guide us as we prepare to budget. It's in Jesus' name that we believe and pray. And everybody said, Amen. Well, happy Wednesday. The merry old month of March. In like a lamb, out like a lion. Let me give you the numbers from around the world. Start here in the U.S. with the cash markets, or the indices, as they're called. Currently, the Dow's up 34 points. The NASDAQ is down 31. The S&P 500 is down 7.5. The Russell 2000 is up almost 2 points. No movers, no shakers. Equally divided markets. Two in the green, Dow and the Russell, barely. And the NASDAQ and the S&P in the red. Not by much. Pretty quiet, sideways trade. Now we've come back down to that 38% daily fib retracement. So we go to the charts here in a moment. You'll see exactly what that looks like. And so the markets are attempting to find direction. In the commodity baskets, crude oil down 34 cents, trading 76.69 last. Gold up $10.80. Trading 18.47.50 last. Silver up a nickel, trading 21.13 last. In the Asian markets at the close, the Nikkei posted a gain of 70 points. Shanghai rose 32. And for the Shanghai, that's actually 1%. The Hang Seng gained 833 points, which is 4.25%. And in the European markets at the close, FTSE up 38, the DAX down 60, the CAC down 33. So that gives us a green day in Asia, a mixed day in the UK, and as mentioned, it's a mixed Radio Wednesday here in the US of A. As futures traders, we like to see all four of the major indices, the Dow, S&P, NQ, and Russell, all on the same side of the street, either all green are all red. That's when you have some of your best high probability, low risk trade opportunities with follow through. And it's the follow through that's really important. When the markets are divided like this, it tells us that the deep pockets, the institutions that actually move price, they're not sure. Here's that daily chart of the S&P 500. This is where we start every day. Now we came down back on the 24th, hit the 38% Fib retracement. These Fibs are drawn from the low of the downtrend we've been in since March 29th of last year. The low was put in on October 13th. And then the high, February 2nd at 4208.5. Those are the Fibs that I've drawn for you. And when price hits a Fib retracement, we expect to bounce. Now, this is a daily chart. Most of us don't trade off of a daily chart. But institutions, they're watching daily, weekly, and monthly charts the way you and I are watching 30-minute charts, 5-minute charts, tick charts, and range charts. Their accounts are denominated in hundreds of millions and billions of dollars, while the typical retail trader's account is denominated in thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. So at the beginning of every trading session, whatever market you trade, whether it's the S&P, the Dow, the Russell, the NQ, crude, gold, silver, Amazon, Walmart, Bitcoin, Ethereum, or even the British pound, spend 2 minutes looking at the daily chart, because it's going to show you where major resistance is, just as today's chart did, at the step line in red and falling, and where major support is at the 38% reverse Fib. On your smaller time frame, you'd have no way of knowing this was the 38% reverse Fib, and whether Fibs are real or just a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'll let you sort that out. I'm convinced that it's woven into the fabric of the universe in which we live. The golden ratio, you'll find it everywhere from a flower to a pretty woman's face. There's even a thing called fib faces. You should Google that and you should look. People whose face conforms to the golden ratio, symmetrically perfect. When those people lean over and look into a crib at a strange baby, 9 times out of 10, the baby coos and wants to reach up and touch that face. And then those of us who don't have symmetrically perfect faces, you know, we're not the Brad Pitts of the world. When those people look at the same baby, the baby has a tendency to fuss and cry and push away. That's the power of Fibs. Now, you can apply them on smaller time frames. I don't, because the volatility that we see in the markets on the smaller time frames sort of defeats the purpose of the Fibs. But on a daily chart, a weekly chart, a monthly chart, they can become very beneficial. When price hit this 38% Fib retracement, you should have expected a bounce, and that's what we got. As price rose up to red and falling in the daily step line, we should have expected resistance, and that's what we've got. Where we close today will be extremely important, because we're on the cusp of the step line crossing red and falling. If we were to close above today's high, that would tell us that we're headed back to test the daily BBC. If we close below the 38% Fib retracement, the low of today, Then our next major resistance is at the low of January 19th, and the 50% Fib, the 62, and then below that, got this little area here, and then we're back down to the low of October 13th. Now, in about 20 minutes, Michael will join us, and he'll give you a recap of everything that happened this morning in the live training room. And then at 1 p.m. Eastern, as we do every day, we'll go live on our TradingView channel. So you can watch from our GoTo platform, our YouTube channel, or you can actually join the live stream on TradingView. And when Michael comes on in a little bit, he'll show you exactly how to do that. Now, the green line, which is called the BBC, simply stands for bull bear cross. When price crosses above it, we're bullish. We anticipate higher prices. Price crosses below it, we're bearish. We anticipate lower prices. When you have price above the BBC and the CFMA1 is blue and climbing, that's another indication of higher prices. But when price gets below the BBC and you have red and falling, that's an indication of lower prices. And you'll notice here, there was a real heads up that we could be headed lower. Blue and climbing turned to red and falling, even though we had this spike here. This may have been some kind of Fed day or something. Here's the heads up. Here's price dropping below. Here's an outlier of a day. And then the market does exactly what we would expect it to do. Over here, red and falling turned to blue and climbing, and then price got above the BBC. A little leg and a retracement, a leg and a retracement, a leg and a retracement, leg and a retracement, leg and a retracement. A leg, right here is where we started talking about the next major down leg. And so price consolidated a couple of days at the BBC. And while the pullback holds more often than it doesn't across all markets and all time frames, we know eventually price is going to trade through the BBC. That's what keeps the markets fluid and tradable. Now, that doesn't just apply to the S&P or the daily chart. 30-minute charts, all the way up to monthly charts, pullback holds more often than it doesn't, you can pretty much set your clock by it. But again, eventually, it's going to trade through. And so that's why you use a hard stop. Whatever time frame you're using to execute on, whatever smaller time frame. The 30-minute chart, the daily chart, lets us know which way the wind's blowing. And what it tells us today is while we're still in the downtrend that began way back last year at the end of March, we're still in that downtrend. We've attempted to break out of the downtrend numerous times over the past year, but now we're setting ourselves up for a deeper move to the downside. So again, where we close today, if we close above red and falling, above the high of the session right now, that's going to probably take us back to the BBC and the 24% Fib retracement. And we will expect another leg to the downside. Now, if price closes above the BBC when that happens, that changes the whole scenario. Then we go back to test this high and then eventually this high. But as we said right now, institutions are sitting on their hands. That's why the numbers were so small that I gave you from around the world. Markets are waiting on something. Something to give them direction. Now, even though we don't have a lot of institutional participation today, directional participation, doesn't mean there aren't still trading opportunities available. If you were in the live training room this morning, you saw Michael had plenty of opportunities on smaller time frames. Smaller the time frame, the faster you have to be. You got to be on top of your game. The 30-minute chart allows you to take a little more leisurely look. Like this, the vertical line on the chart separates today from yesterday. Now, yesterday began last night at 6 p.m. Eastern. That's when Globex opens. Okay. Price came right down to the short target. It got back above the BVC after consolidating. You see how red and falling turned to blue and climbing. And then just shy of that long target, we hit this area here and here. And price topped out. Price got below the BVC, red and falling. Now we go to the short target. Once, twice. And where did the market find support? At the weekly trading zone. Now we publish the zones for our members and free trial members every Monday morning at 6:15 a.m. Eastern. When price drops to a zone, we expect support till proven otherwise. When price rallies up to a zone, we expect resistance till proven otherwise. And then when price drops to a zone again, support. This candle, literally to the tick. These zones, we've published them since December 14th of 2009. Once you understand how price behaves around the zones, they will become one of the most important tools in your trading toolbox. Now, the Logic 247 alerts, because of these indecisive market conditions, I haven't published a lot of alerts in Logic 247 over the last couple weeks. We're over 13,000 individual alerts over the last 239 weeks. Since the markets opened Sunday night through this morning at 7 a.m., we had a total of 14 alerts. One never triggered. Still waiting on two. 11 actionable. One stopped out. That's 9% of actionable alerts stopped out. What we've averaged over the last 239 weeks is 20% or less of the alerts do get stopped out based on not risking more than $300 per contract per trade, less when possible, using market structure and a simple three-step process that we teach all of our passport holders. Now, there have been Sunday nights when we issued more alerts than this. There have been Sunday nights when we've put out as many as 25 to 30 alerts because market conditions provided opportunity. But when there's not opportunity, there's no reason to put out alerts because that would just be gambling. And that's what we're trying to teach you to do, is to not gamble with your money, but to learn how to find high probability, low risk trade opportunities. Now, the logic alerts are based on current price action, but there's time built into every alert for you to get the alert, study the 30-minute chart, see the window of opportunity. There's an alert out there right now for this area down here. I want to see price get below this low. We've pulled up to the BBC. Remember, the pullback holds more often than not. So the next logical move is to the downside. But you've got potential support here, here, here. And so that alert was 39.48 down to 39.46 down to the zone, which is 43/44. Okay. Now, our original alert service, the concierge trade alerts, they are based on historic price action. And when historic price action meets current price action, that again is where you'll find some of your best high probability, low risk trade opportunities. It's kind of like paint by numbers, okay? Now, all of our members and free trial members got these numbers last night at 6:15 p.m. Eastern. Because this broadcast is open to the public, you may not have got the numbers. If you want to grab a screenshot, go right ahead, because we're going to quickly walk through each one of these markets and see exactly what did or did not happen. With the CTAs, if price is above the 30-minute BBC, it's attempting to reach the long target. If price is below the 30-minute BBC, it's attempting to reach the short target. It's that simple. Look left to spot potential obstacles, support or resistance, and know how price behaves at a weekly zone. Price is always trying to get to a zone. From the moment the markets open Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, so they close Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern. If price is above the 30-minute BBC, it's trying to get to the zone overhead. If price is below the 30-minute BBC, it's trying to get to the zone below. So when this report is published shortly after the Globex open, 15 minutes into the Wednesday session, which begins Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, we use the ES as an example. First thing you want to do is make a note on your 30-minute chart where price is at 6:15 p.m. Eastern. Because one of two things is going to happen. Price is going to get above the 30-minute BBC and make a run at the long target. Or it's going to get below the 30-minute BBC and make a run at the short target. So you should draw lines in the sand at these numbers. And I'll show you right there. See 39.93, 39.58. You can make your lines look any way you want. You can customize them to your heart's content. So we opened here 15 minutes into the life of this candle. The CTAs came out and price dropped right to the target at 39.58. So in the first hour and a half of the market being open last night, you could have had your goal for the day and then some. This candle opened at 39.65 and a quarter. And then we dropped to the target at 39.58. About $400 per contract traded. When the market finds support, it's going to go look for resistance. And so it did find resistance at the BBC. But what happened here is red and falling turned to blue and climbing. This is bearish. This is bullish. So as price gets above the BBC and you've got blue and climbing, then you could trade this right up to the weekly zone where we found resistance and consolidation. Only three things happen at a weekly zone. 70% of the time, it's consolidation. 20% of the time, it's rejection. That's what that is right there. See, this was a huge red candle all the way down to the zone. By the time the 30-minute candle closed, the only thing left touching the zone was the wick. That's rejection. And then you have the slice. That's about 10% of the time. This is not a great example of the slice. Price sliced through the zone like it wasn't even there. Typically, price will retrace back to the zone it sliced through, continue in the direction of the slice. So we've gone from zone to zone. We've now pulled back to the 30-minute BBC. the pullback holds more often than not. But before we start taking short trades, we either want to see price overcome the VVC, or we want to see price drop below. See how the step line acted as support? That needs to fail. Then you've got potential support at red and falling because they are now directly below price. On the way up, bullish. On the way down, bearish. But once that red and falling is directly below price, it represents potential support. Same with the step line. Okay. On the Dow, we opened, we came right down to the weekly zone, found support, bounced, consolidated, but could never really get anything going to the upside. And then on this candle, we dropped right down to the target, to the tick, and now we're back above the VVC. So we hit the zone and bounced, hit the zone and bounced, hit the zone and bounced, hit the target, and bounced. Now we're above the BVC. So we need to make sure that we clear these highs from yesterday before we think about trading on the long side. In fact, right above the zone, you've got a previous bearish cross. So you really want to see price get up into this area, keeping in mind that this high here is a potential obstacle, and then of course the zone. On the Russell, here's where the market opened, and it ran right down to the zone, found support. When the market finds support, it'll go look for resistance. When price drops to a zone, we expect support till proven otherwise. When price rallies up to a zone, we expect resistance until proven otherwise. So we consolidated at the zone for quite a number of hours, and then blue and climbing gave way to red and falling. Price got back below the BVC, and we took a drop right down at the zone. From support to resistance to support to resistance to support, to resistance, and this time we spike the target, and now we're back at the BVC. You got to let this candle play out. If you're going to short this, you need to wait for price to get below blue, get below red and falling. First, it's got to get below the step line. Right now, it's just meandering at the BBC. On the NQ, market open, and we dropped right to the CTA short target. This candle opened at 12:22. So that's 15 points, $20 a point, $300 per contract traded. Then price got above the BBC, red and falling, turned to blue and climbing, and we ran up and hit the long target. Consolidated there, got back below the BBC, blue and climbing, turned to red and falling, and it took us back to the target again. First, we hit the zone and bounced. Then we came down through the target, back above the target. Now we go again. Now we're sitting right at the target. So to short this market, it's right there. Overhead, I don't want to trade long here. I would only want to trade along here if price can get back above the BBC. And you got a previous bearish cross right there. So that is potential resistance. On crude, market opened here. Made a run at the target overhead. Got below the BBC. travel down to this low right here. Once, twice, and it may be on its way to doing it a third time. On gold, from the zone, up to the target. Here once, pull back to the BVC and it holds. Takes us back to the target again. Pull back to the BVC, takes us to the target again. And now we're just consolidating right at the target. Silver, market open, came down to the zone and the BVC, the support times two. And off we go to the target and the zone overhead. Pull back to the BVC, make another run, another pull back, and another run. Now we're just hanging. And on the euro, market opens here. Get above the BVC, we got blue and climbing, takes us to the target, all the way to the next zone, pull back to the BVC, pull back holes more often than not, but we've got resistance now at red and falling. So price is trapped between resistance and support. So you have to have the patience to wait for that dynamic to change before you start executing on your smaller time frame. And we're still sitting with that daily doji, which means this is a market looking for direction. Michael, are you ready?
I am.
All right.
I am here. All right. Take it over here. And there you go.
All right. Looks good.
Okay. So. Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Wednesday, the first day of March, 2023. Wow. All right, now, if you have not taken a free trial with us, go here to mytradingiq.com. Right here it says sign up for your free 5-day training now, 9:30 to 11:30. Click on that and you'll be brought to a sign-up page. Just fill out that page. It's got just some basic information in it. Just fill it out and then you'll be sent all the information you need to get into the room in the morning for four or five consecutive business days. Now, if you're going to sign up for the trial, you should go here to trading platforms, right? Make sure you download the trading platform of your choice. You can download one or two if you want. What you're going to see me showing in here is probably going to be TradingView and some DT Pro. Those are going to be the things. those are going to be the things that we're going to be looking for. They're going to be using. I'm sorry. They're going to be looking today. They're going to be using and showing you today. You can go over the trade rules right here if you want to check those out. Those are the trade rules for DT Pro and for NinjaTrader. Follow those rules. Simple process. All you're looking for is the ribbon to be blue and spread. Gives you the long-term direction. Price pulls back down, touches it, and bounces off it. Or to be red and spread, giving you the short-term direction. Not the long-term direction, but a short bearish. And price pulls back again, it touches it, and bounces off it. That's all you're looking for. Once you do that, you download the trading platform. You'll be ready for the trial. You want to make sure you do all that before you actually take the trial, okay? You get the most out of the trial if you do that stuff ahead of time. Now, the spreadsheet. If you're going to read the spreadsheet, you got to read all the CFTC risk disclosures down at the bottom. Today is the first day of March 2023. Today we made 84 ticks in the NQ. We lost 10 in crude, we made 10 in gold, and we were break even on the ES. So our whole morning was this. This was break even, and this was break even. So the 84 ticks on the NQ is what we ended up with 525. This morning took one trade and 1 minute to get to the goal for the day. Now I had three contracts on. So I still tried to just get $100 per contract, but because I had three contracts on, it was 300. So that is where I got the goal for the day today. We took a total of 19 trades this morning. So on the month now, obviously we're on our first day of the month. So one day in, we're averaging $525 per contract per two-hour business day. On the year now, we've gotten our goal on 39 out of 40 days. We've gone 9 days since our last blue day. That means we got the goal, but I gave it all back in the morning session. And we've gone 387 business days since my last red day. That means it's been 387 business days since I did not get the goal for the day. and I did not end positive. So that was in September of 2021. Now, this right here is where you want to be. On the year now, we're up $15,325, over 40 business days, averaging $383 per contract per 2-hour business day. But if you were to quit trading when you got your goal for the day, so far this year, you would only have to work 11 hours, and you would have averaged $639 per hour. You would have totaled, grossed $7,062. Well, this is what I did anyway. $7,062.50 in 11 hours this year so far. Okay, now that is if you did everything right and you started trading every day with the right number of contracts. So far this month, I'm 1-for-1, starting with 3 contracts. But last month, I started with 1 contract, 5 days. If you were to do all that with the right number of contracts, you would be averaging $692 an hour. But that's the end of there. Let's get into the actual trades now, okay? We'll start out here with gold and blow it up here. Our first trades in here on gold. Let's see. Yeah, our first trade was, this is today, right? Yes, it is. Okay. Just want to make sure. We missed a couple of trades right through here, and then we had a break even on this trade. We had another break even right here, and then we finally got 1 tick profit on that one. We had another break even. Those break even trades are working out really well. Missed another really nice trade here. We got 6 ticks on this one. No, 5 ticks on that one to get us to plus 6. We had a break even there, and we had plus 4 ticks on this one to get us to plus 10. And that was when the trading with the gold. You can see there was another really nice trade right there on the gold. And then during the break, it really didn't give you anything, but it's got a short going on right here, right now. The gold does. Okay, that is a down close off the ribbon with the black being in the red. Long-term direction is bearish. That's all you're looking for. And so there's a short going on right now with the gold. Okay, now here on the crude. And I want to show this to you guys because I hadn't had this prepared in the morning session. If you are wanting to get into live trading stream that we're going to be doing at 1 o'clock, go here to tradingview.com, go to community and live streams. And down here at the bottom, it will say upcoming streams, right here. Just click on this one and we'll get you right in there. Okay. That begins at 1 p.m. So in about 12 minutes is when that begins. 12 minutes? Yeah, 11 minutes is when that begins. Okay. Let's see, back here now. Let me see who all is in here right now. Rick S. Haven't heard from you since you tried to get your internet fixed. Anyway. In here on the crude oil this morning, we'll go back to the very beginning. Okay, now I was showing everybody that was in the room this morning some stuff that you may or may not find interesting. I'll just do a quick review it there. Okay, so you have your long-term direction. Right, your long-term direction is bearish, your long-term direction is bullish. So when you get rid of everything else and you see that the markets are just going up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. And then when they start going up and your long-term direction peters out, flattens off right there, you don't trade anymore, and then you see it goes back in the other direction, then you go down and up and down and up and down and up. The indicators down here are to tell you when exactly to find that position down at the bottom before it goes up. Position down at the bottom right here before it goes up. Position down at the bottom right here before it goes up. Position down at the bottom, you see what I'm pointing at? Before it goes up. Position down at the bottom here before it goes up. This one didn't continue, but this is near the end of the trend, okay? And then going the other way, position at the top before it goes down. All right, position at the top right here before it goes down. You see what I'm getting at? There's more to come on that. All right. In this week's partners meeting, I'll be going over some of that stuff. All right. And I did it a little bit in the room this morning, but let me put all this stuff back on so you can see what's really going on in here. And put all the contacts back on there for you to help you with that. There you go. All right, let me take the question box out. Yes, the NQ has been a good market to scalp, Michael. Though it was kind of tough for me this morning because it was so fast. I can only look at it for a little bit. It takes a lot of resources from me mentally. Anyway, here on the crude oil, our first trade on the crude was right here, and we stopped out. I believe that was our only successful trade or non-successful trade. We took another trade right here that was a break even, and that was it for the crude. The crude, I had a problem with the Dom today. When the news came out here at 10 o'clock, the Dom was busted for some period of time after that. And so I stopped looking at it. There were some more trades that were in here, some really nice trades, one right there. If you follow along with everything I showed you in the morning, there was a trade there. A trade here. A trade here. And we did take a break even trade here once Dom finally corrected itself. And that was about it for the room this morning. There were more trades in here, continuation trades, that I went over in the room this morning. During the break, there was one trade right here they could have taken during the break. Looks like that would have been okay. And maybe one right here, a long and a short during the break. Okay, and that was it. That gold trade that I pointed out a little while ago, this one over here, is working out. Here it is right here. I threw my stop and break even on that. I totally forgot I put that on. I mentioned that when I was going over the gold, that there was a short right there. Now we'll do the ES. We had a few trades here on the ES this morning, and we'll go all the way back here to the beginning. We started out here on the ES. This is where we got our goal for the day, our very first trade. We picked up 8 ticks. We did that with 3 contracts on. Then I also did this with 3 contracts on, I think, and picked up another 4 ticks. And then, but I, you know, as far as the overall ticks, I kind of lose this 1 contract per ticks, but. So we were at plus 12 at that point. Then I stopped out on this one right here, put me at plus 2. Then I had to work my way back. I got 2 ticks there, got me to plus 4. Oops, that was right here. Got me to plus 4, I missed the follow-up. We had to wait for it to start to trend again. Now, showing what I showed everybody this morning, would have been able to take that. And, excuse me. And you would have been able to take that as well. There was another trade right here. I stopped out on this one. Now I think I should have had my stop at break even on that, but I didn't. But I stopped out on that one. That put me at minus 6. Okay, then over here, this was a continuation trade that I took, that I showed everybody this morning how to do. And I picked up 6 ticks on that to get me back to 0. There was a long trade right in here that I missed. And then we get into the break. Now, during the break, there was a trade here, here, here. This one wouldn't have worked out for you, but that one and that one both would have. This one would not. As far as the continuation trades go, there was one right here and another one right here. It got sideways here ever since then, so there was really nothing else during the break. All right, and that was the ES this morning. All right, now the NQ was a little bit of fun. I didn't trade the NQ too much. I did get, well, I got, I don't know, I guess I got a fair number of trades on the NQ. But I switched it to a 16 tick range from a 20 tick range that I was using yesterday. And you know, it could have just been the market activity, but it was a little harder to do with the 16 tick range than it was with the 20 tick range yesterday. But we'll go all the way back to the beginning. And it looks like I didn't do anything all through here. You see the long-term direction was flat. We had nothing through here. Flat again. Then we finally had some direction and we got our first trade here. I think we only picked up 4 ticks on the first one. All right, and then this was a total mistake right here. I don't know why I took that short, but I took a short right there and I stopped out. So that put me at minus 12 because my stop was I don't know why my stop was only 16 ticks away, but anyway, that put me at minus 12. Then we had a break even trade right in here. Let me bring that down so you can see a little better. Had a break even trade in there. Then on this one here, we picked up 24 ticks on this. All right, 6 points. We went from here down to here, picked up 24 ticks. That put us at plus 12. And then there were some more trades all through here. Now, using the stuff that I gave in the room this morning, you could have still taken that trade in that trade, even though the black was not in the green. But this was a valid trade without that stuff. You had a nice long trade right there. Over here, you had an opportunity to short there using what I showed this morning there and there. And I didn't do any of that. There was some more opportunity in here to short using what I showed this morning, all through here. But I didn't trade anymore because right through here, the news had come out and the Dom was all messed up. You couldn't do anything with it for a few minutes, right? It was just like crazy. It was all over the place. And the way the bars were coming and the way it painted, like all through here, it was printing bars way over here. We didn't have any of this stuff painted. And then it just started to paint all that after it printed all those bars, because it all happened in like a couple of seconds when the news came out. The stop loss, Michael, when I'm using a 16 tick range, I want the stop to be a 20 tick. But on that first trade that I stopped out on, I only had a 16 tick stop on it. Because I was using the 16 tick bracket at one point. That's why I still had that one on there. Okay. And so then we got this right here was a nice trade off the ribbon. I got a break even on that using the information I gave you guys this morning. You could have taken a short right in there. This was off the ribbon right here. I ended up going with this one. I got from 12 to 52 on this one. So we had a good trade there, 30 ticks. And then on this one, went from 52 to 80. So we had 28 ticks there. And then I stopped out on this one and went from 80 down to 60. And then I didn't do anything through here. I'm not really sure why, but there was a long trade here and here that you could have done. All the way through here, you see, as long as the black is not in the red, then there's continuation trades of things you can do. So you could have done one right through here. Probably would have stopped you out. But using just the ribbon, there was a trade here. Long-term direction was down. There was one there, here. And then back to the long side, using continuation stuff that I showed you this morning, there were longs there, there, and there, and here. This one would have stopped you out, but all those would have been good. Remember, you're not looking to get, 200 ticks every day. You're just looking to get your goal, and that's it. Right? And it flattened out for a while here in the NQ. And you can see, I think I shut the NQ off for a little while there, and I wasn't trading it. I got back in here, and I started looking at things again. There was an opportunity there and there, using what I showed you this one, there and there and there and there. And I actually did this one for 6 points. So we got 24 more ticks there. And that put us at 84, and then we got all flat. And this was going into the end of the session this morning. We're going into the end of the session. There was just a ribbon right there. Let's see, the long-term direction was kind of flat in here. I don't think I would have done that. If I did, it would have been a break even. And over here, you get back long again. Bullish long-term direction. So you get a long right in there. Again, using the information I gave you this morning, those continuation trades, you can take them off the ribbon too. When the black is not in the green, as long as the black's not in the red, like right here, you could take this because what happened down here, you got the cross. Okay. This was all during the break though. There was one there, one there. Then it flattened out. Long-term direction got flat. You ended up with nothing and changed to bullish and you ended up with nothing really in there. Maybe one trade right here, a continuation trade. One more right here, continuation trade. Remember, these are 16 tick bars. So that's about 3 points you would have had right there. And 3 points is $60 contract. That gold trade that I put on a little while ago is still going right now. I'll show it to you in a minute. What time is it? Oh, it's 1 p.m. I got to jump into the other thing. Sorry, guys. Okay, so let me get over here and get in there. And go here and click on that. I totally forgot about the time. Click on community and live streams. Okay, so I'm going to jump into the live stream now. hopefully I'm not too late. We get all the way down to the bottom really fast. And upcoming streams, it shows I'm too late. Maybe I can do it from this side. Live streams. I can do it from the side. Okay. So we'll swap these around and here. Now I can do the live stream from here. All right. So for those of you guys who don't know how to take the free trial with us, go to mytradingiq.com. I ended up on the NQ, I ended up with 84 ticks. Okay. 84 ticks. And let me hit refresh on this if I can. Hit refresh. And show entire screen. Share that. Hit start stream. And still not started yet. There it is. Okay, now it's started. All right, so the live stream is running now for all of you guys who want to watch the live stream. We just got going over there, and the gold trade that I mentioned a few minutes ago from back here has triggered, and it's going right now. We're going to lock in. We're going to lock in 10 ticks on that. All right. Now, I was going over that with my recap from the morning session. But as far as the live stream goes right now, this is what we're looking at. I'm going to throw the NQ on here as well. All right, if I go down to here, one more of those, throw the NQ on there. For anybody who is in here on the live stream, if you want to take a free trial with us, go to mytradingiq.com. You can sign up for the free trial right there. Okay, and this is something else I got to work in. There. All right. So what we're looking for here now on the gold, we've gotten, you know, the entry point would have been up here where the long-term direction was bearish. I got to put my long-term direction on here, but the long-term direction is the outer band right here. It was bearish and going down. Right in there is where you look for a bounce back to and off of the ribbon right in here. All right. So we took a short trade right in here a little while ago from up here. And we're still in it right now, managing the trade. We're at plus 10 ticks on that. Now, if anybody has any questions about any equities or anything like that, anybody wants to see an equity, you just got to type in the whatever symbol it is you want to type in. Okay. Here on the ES right now, what's going on with this? Here on the ES right now, we needed to pull back. The long-term direction is bearish. You see it's going down right here. It's going down right here. Let me get rid of this context and put a fresh one on. Okay. Okay, I'll do that for all of them. You see the differences? I have the long-term trend band on there for these. This actual layout right here is just a little bit older. It is a little bit older. I can just bring up the current one. Yeah, that's right. Thanks, D. So we'll change that to the NQ as well. Put that on the age contract with the NQ. And we'll throw our context on there. Oops. Go here, there. All right, so we're out of the gold trade finally with plus 10 ticks on that. And on the gold, we're going to be looking for... did I not put the context on here? On the gold, we're going to be looking for, we'll pull back up into the ribbon because right now everything is looking bearish with the long-term direction. Okay. So the long-term direction is right here. We don't really have, that's what I have going on here. I have two of them going here. That's why I didn't do that. Okay. And this one, we need to put the context on. So what you're looking for is for the long-term direction, which are these outer bands, to be separated and going in some direction right here. They're separated and going down, so that's bearish. When you get that, you want it to pull back up into the ribbon and give yourself an opportunity to short the thing, okay? Anybody that's in here, if you want to see any equities, if you want to look at any equities for you, you just got to give me a symbol, okay? And I'll go check out the equities for you. These slingshots. All right, so here on gold, the long-term direction is bearish. We just need to pull back up and get inside the ribbon and then give us a down close, okay? Over here on the NQ, we don't really have anything right now, but I'm happy to change that to an equity. Look at any stock you want to look at. Here, just give me a stock symbol if you want me to look at a stock for you. All these slingshots are wrong too. See the, that's on the wrong side. Let me put the right slingshot on. Okay, so you have it all on the same side. This one right here, it's on the wrong side too. Put the right one on. There. All right. So now on the end, we need it to pull back up and test the ribbon. On the ES, we're looking for it to pull back up and test the ribbon. And over here on gold, it's just going to go up a couple more ticks. 45.0, 45.1, right about there. If it goes up that high, then we'll look for a down close to get short. Okay. Now, using what I showed you this morning, you could have been short right here on the ES, right on this down close right here. I'll go over that some more in the partners meeting tomorrow night. For anybody who is not a partner yet, if you want to get into the partners meeting tomorrow night, you must become a partner by 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right about that too, Gary. Thank you. I don't want it on that. That is pretty crazy. I'm going to put it on the 16 range just for arguments so you can hear right now because... That's what I was using in the room this morning, was a 16 range. So right here is what you would have been looking for right here. This touch of the ribbon, the bearish long-term trend is bearish. You would have been looking for a pullback up and touch of the ribbon right here with a down close. All right. That's all you're looking for. Over here on the gold, it just needs to pull back a little bit more to give us another trade over there. But the one trade that we did have that was carried forward from when I was doing the recap was right there. Okay. Thanks, Gary. And Dwayne. Everybody keep me on my game. All right. So let me just take a look at some equities over here. Did any earnings come out today? I really don't want to look at those. I'm really more interested in things that don't have earnings. Like, let's look at XLF or Meta. Let's look at something that doesn't have a trade set up anywhere near. See, the gold is pretty close to a trade set up there. It needs to pull up and hit the ribbon. The NQ can do it at any time. So the crude oil looks like the one that's probably not going to do that. So what was I going to look at? XLF. Oops, that's not what I want to look at. XLF, click all. That's what I want to look at. We don't have anything going on that one. And let's get Meta. Okay, Meta did have a short here a little while ago. That was today. Did have a short here a little while ago and it's pulling back up. If it pulls back up, this is on a 7 range, that's no good either. Let's go to a 100 range on that. Okay, so now it's looking long. Okay, on meta, if we get an up close on this current bar, it's 175.86. If we get an up close at 176.86, that would be a long opportunity on Meta. Okay, that's what that's looking like right now. We need the gold to pull up into the ribbon, right? It's not there yet. Right, so at 176.85. That's what Meta is looking like right now. If we go back and look at XLF on this time frame, XLF is looking like a long trade too. That'd be 35, 36.27. So looking for trade setups here on the futures, and we don't have any right now. And if anybody's got any questions, all you have to do is ask. Okay. There is one thing I have to go in here and fix right now with the profile. So I'll leave that. And, that's not what I was looking for. Profile settings. Here it is. All right. So that's what we're looking for. Our meta gold needs to pull back a little deeper. The NQ needs to pull back, get into the ribbon, and the ES needs to pull back and get into the ribbon. We don't have any trade setting up here on that. So if anybody's got any equities or anything like that that you want to look at, ETFs, I'd be happy to go and take a look with you, for you. Let's look at Google. Let's see what Google looks like. Okay, so on Google, we would need it to pull back just a little bit and then give a down close. That would be bearish. Pull back just a little bit more and gave a down close. It's not quite there yet, though. Okay, Apple. And on Apple, it's not giving us anything right now, not yet. The gold might pull back up and hit the ribbon here. The NQ is looking like it might pull back up and get to the ribbon. Okay, so we're gonna keep my eye on those things. And hopefully we'll get a trade opportunity. We don't have any yet. The gold is just about to trigger, though. It's going to go up one more tick. That's good. I'll be looking for a short now on the gold. I'll be looking for a down close on the gold. 44.9 down to 44.1. All right. Now, I know ahead of time where I want to sell this because these are 7-tick range bars. So if I know where the top is. I know where the bottom is going to be. The top is at 44.9. The bottom is going to be right here, 44.2. So I'm selling one tick below the bottom of the bar. Okay, one tick below the bottom of the bar. I'll slide that over here for right now, and we'll come back to that in a few minutes. If it ends up being a trade after all. All right, so right now on the ES, we want to pull up and get up in here into the ribbon. On the NQ, we want the same thing. It still hasn't done it. Using what I taught you this morning, you'd be short the NQ right now. Okay. On the gold, we still need the down close over here. We haven't done that yet. That's right. Okay. Sorry. Processing things. Okay, so this was Apple. Apple doesn't have anything right now. Let's get JP Morgan. Okay, JP Morgan doesn't have anything right now. The NQ is pulled up into the ribbon. Now we need a down close on the NQ. Right, a down close on the NQ. This is a 16 tick range bar, so it's going to be four ticks below where it is. That's going to be 88.50 on the NQ. If we get a down close there, that would be a shorting opportunity here on the NQ. Okay, I'll bring that over so you can watch it. Now it's got a high of 92.75, so that's going to be right there. Okay, four ticks below. That's what we'll be looking for. Over here on the gold, it didn't close down, it closed up. So we're gonna have a change to our order over there. We need a down close here on the NQ, and there it is. We triggered in on the NQ. And now I have a 20 tick stop on this, okay? 4-point stop. I'm sorry, 5-point stop on this. And I did have a 6-tick target on it, but I removed the target because it kind of limited me on the downside. I think right now, after we get 8 ticks in profit, I'll bump the stop to break even, okay? And so it's gotta get down to right here. It was 8 ticks, I don't think it got there yet. It's gotta get down there for me to bump the stop to break even. And the gold ended up being nothing, so I'll slide that back over here to this side. And we'll do this. There it is. Stop to break even on the NQ. I'm going to lock in a little bit here on the NQ because usually on the exit, it'll give a little bit of slippage. So I want to get some more in there. There's 12 ticks on the NQ. And there it is. That looks like it didn't slip me at all. All right. So there's 12 ticks on the NQ. The gold will still be a trade if we get a down close. Okay, but you saw how simple that was with the NQ, and it's pulling back up into the ribbon again and going to give us another opportunity. So this would be 90 down to 86 right now. Okay, now that number is changing because it's getting higher. It's going to be 91 down to 87. I really would like to see it go down and put in a lower swing right here, but it didn't. So we have that to deal with. Over here on the gold right now, it's got a high of 45.2. If you subtract 8 from that, you'll get 44.4 is what you'd be selling over there right now. Back over here on the NQ right now, the black line is getting out of the red right here. So that's going to kind of disqualify itself. And not end up with the trade setup, probably. Over here on the ES, it needs to pull up just a little further to get into the ribbon. Right, and I had shut the crude down, so I don't know what the crude is doing. I have the crude showing JP Morgan right now. Let me bring this back up. Does anybody have any questions about anything? Anybody have any questions about any equities or anything like that? You want to look at ETFs? I'm still happy to look at ETFs and equities with you. Over here, we've got a high now of 95.50, so you'd be selling 91.50 on the NQ. Okay, and over here on the gold right now, you've got a high here now. You've got a high here of 45.2. So you'd still be selling the same thing down at 44.4. Now there's no trade here on the NQ. Cancel that. On the ES, you might end up with a trade right here. It's got a high here of 64.25, 64.50. Let's be selling 8 ticks below that. 8 ticks below 64.50, that's 62.50. Okay. So that is what you're doing with this. All right, so on gold, we have this. And on the ES, we have this. The NQ ended up with nothing. And this, oops, hang on, bring that back up. That was the ES, right? Yeah, do that there. Okay, so we still have the same number here on the ES and the same number here on gold. Okay, and nothing here on this. Now, if I bring this back up, nobody has asked any questions yet over there, and even in this chat room, nobody's asking any questions. It's now 119. So far, we've had the one trade here on the NQ. We have this one that just triggered here on the ES. We had the one on the gold, and we might have another one. So on the ES right now, I think it's going to go down to this number right there. Every trade starts out with 10 ticks of risk, and then after I get 4 ticks in profit, I move the stop to break even. Okay, so I'm going to bump this to plus 1 tick right now. And this should get down here to 59.5 is where that should go down to. See if that coincides with anything else on the charts. It does. The swing low right over here is at 59.75. Actually, it says 60. It's 60. Okay, well, it's pretty close. But it should get down here. All right, it should push down right here. The yes should. The gold, you're still looking at the same numbers on the gold because the high is in the same place. And, you know, I may not have been so aggressive here with the risk on this if I had more time, but that is going to go down to right here. Okay, let me draw that in for you so you can see it right here. I think it's actually going to go further than that. I think it's going to go down to right there. That's what I think is going to happen with that. We ended up with no trade here on the NQ because the black line got into the green, totally out of the red and into the green. Again, if you're using the tools that I gave you this morning, you might have been able to do more with that. All right, right here on the gold, the high is now up at 45.4, so this is going to go up a couple of ticks. Okay, 8 ticks below that high is what you're looking at on the gold right now. I don't think that that's going to end up being a trade, but we'll be ready for it if it is. Okay. Travis, are you in here right now? Look at everybody who's in here. Travis is not in here right now. Okay. So the ES is just about down there to that number that I gave you, and it did get to the swing low, but I think it's going to go a little further than the swing low. There it is. And let's see, over here on the NQ, we got that short, and this did end up moving down. Sorry, I said that backwards. Did end up moving down. Now, if you were to take the things that I gave you this morning, tools that I gave you this morning, and that would be doing the context the way I showed you just a few minutes ago. Okay, we can leave. Let's leave the BBC on in there. I'll shut these things off. Okay, right here would have been your short. And right there, the one that we did do, would have been a short. Okay, and right over here would have also been a short. And right here would have been a short. And right here would have been a short. And right here would have been a short. Okay. There's a lot of different ways to look at this stuff. I am giving you the most conservative way in here. Okay. I'm showing you the most conservative way. Let me put all that stuff back on to help you, to guide you through your trades. And that's what this stuff is. It's all there to help you pick conservative trades with ease. All right, so now we've got a high here, 0.4. That's still the right place right there. And we're short gold again. Okay, we finally got the trigger on the gold, and it's now 123. So we should be able to get the gold. The gold should go down to at least 1844.0. All right, 1844.0, which would be enough to get the stop to break even. Remember, every trade starts out with 10 ticks of risk, and we move the stop to break even after we get 4 ticks in profit. So let's just watch that one as it comes together. And the ES did get down to the target number I gave you down there. And we didn't get anything here with JP Morgan. But if we go to crude oil, go to crude futures, and see if crude did end up giving us anything in here. Not really. Crude is not on 100 range. And let's do this on the 7 range. Okay, so the crude did actually give us a trade. The crude gave a long trade from right here. It gave a long trade using tools I gave you this morning. It gave a long trade from there, and using the conservative ribbon, gave it to you right there. Okay. So there were two trades that I missed in there on the crude while I was messing with the equities. All right. Go back out here. And waiting for the gold to give us 4 ticks in profit. Okay, there's 3. It's going to go down one more tick, and then I'll bump the stop to break even. Right, it's just got a tick down here on 44.2. If it does that, I'll bump the stop to break even. And you know, the spot that the DOM is showing where it should go to is right here at 44.0. But I think as we move further down, you're going to see more opportunity on the downside on the gold. We'll have to wait and see what happens, but that's what I'm thinking is going to happen. Right. So it is now 1:25. So we have 5 more minutes to wrap this up. So far we've had a short here on the ES, we had a short on the NQ, we had a short on the gold. We had 2 long trades that triggered on the crude oil, but I had shifted that over to equities for a minute because I didn't think it was going to pull back so fast. But it did. And that happens. All right. The NQ is starting to pull back up toward the ribbon again. All right, we'll look for another shot at that one if we get it. All right, we're waiting on the gold. And yeah. And we have about 4 minutes left in here. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens here. Okay. And if you have not taken a free trial with us and you want to take a free trial, go to mytradingiq.com, sign up for the free trial right there. I go out there and show it to you, but I don't think I'm supposed to. Wisteria here in TradingView. I'm gonna put these equities to the side like that, so we can see a little more on the NQ. The NQ has another short right in here. Sorry, the NQ's got a short right in here out of the ribbon. Excuse me. Okay. The ES just about has a short too. It hasn't actually hit the ribbon here yet, but it's just about got a short in here. Okay, and the NQ, that's top to break even now. Here it is, break even. And the ES didn't hit the ribbon, otherwise we would have shorted that right there too. All right, on the NQ, I want to let this thing run a little bit, if I can. I'm just going to lock in a point right there, well, 2 points. Okay, 2 points on the NQ. So that's 8 ticks on the NQ locked in, and we'll just let it go right now and see what it does. Okay, it should go all the way down here to 74. 975 all the way down here. Okay, that's where it should go. I'm not even sure how much that is. 975, that'd be 6.5 points. 26 ticks if it gets down there. It's 12. And we're up with 12. Okay, so we're able to have another successful NQ trade. And over here on the gold, I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to have my stop at break even on that it went 4 ticks into profit. It's only got a tick down here on that one. So I'm out of the gold at break even. And we're going to be wrapping this up here in just a couple of minutes anyway. So let me put this here. I think the gold is going to keep going down. This will be a yellow one for break even. Okay, and over here in the NQ, another blue one for a profitable trade. Okay. The NQ could give us another trade. It's pulling back up here. Could give another trade. The ES did not hit the ribbon, so we didn't have a trade there. And the gold, it needs to just get down from our entry point up here, down 4 ticks to get the stop to break even. And that's what it ended up doing. This, in hindsight, it's going to look like it hit the ribbon, I think. I'd really rather see it go up and actually touch the ribbon. No, it didn't actually, doesn't look like it in hindsight after all. So I'll wait until it goes up and touches the ribbon. It's going to be a lot like this one right here. Back in here now. Let me go back here for a second and see what is going on in here. All right. So we don't have anything going on right now. We missed a trade right here. On the 1, 2, 3, 4, this one, I think, right, circle, right here, we missed a trade, right, and using the tools I gave you this morning, right there, missed a trade. On the ES, right here, we took a trade. On the NQ, we took a trade there and there. And this one right here, I wanted to see it actually touch the ribbon. I'd be short right now. If it would have touched the ribbon, I'd have been short right there. And that's just about it, guys. We're going to wrap it up for the morning. Well, for this session here, this afternoon session. Yeah, it looks like, oops, I left an order on there on the gold. So let's see. On this session, we had 2 profitable NQ trades, 1 profitable ES trade, 1 profitable gold. So 2 NQ, 1 ES, 1 gold, and 1 break-even gold. Not bad for half an hour. Again, if you're interested in taking a free trial with us, go to mytradingiq.com, sign up for the free trial there. You get 5 days access to this. It's really simple. If you have TradingView, it's really simple to sign up for the free trial. You just could give us your profile name. When you actually sign up for the free trial, there's a spot to put your profile name in right there. You can put it in there, and that will save a couple of emails back and forth of us getting it from you. You just put your profile name in right there at the sign-up point. And when we alert you that we know that you signed up, we'll also enable your indicators for you to be able to start getting things going. I created a new series of layouts last night. That you will have emailed to you that look just like this. OK, Okay, they'll look just like this. But that's it. With that, I'm going to end the live stream. Again, mytradingaq.com if you want to take the free trial. And the live stream is stopping now. There it is. Okay, the live stream is ended. So that worked out okay. Does anybody in here that's in YouTube or that's in the afternoon session with Dwayne, do you guys have any questions about anything? If you do, you guys can type them in. You all know that. I have another meeting coming up here, so I'm going to have to get off of this one. But Dwayne, you need to take it back whenever you can. Okay, and he's grabbing it back right now.
Okay. All right, good job. What was a recap of the recap for this morning? For the morning session?
This morning, 1 minute, one trade, $300 a contract.
Good job.
Oops, I'm sorry. It's $300 total, not a contract. $300 total. 1 minute, one trade, $300.
Still a good job.
Yes, thank you. It was $100 per contract, but I had three contracts on. Okay. There we go.
All righty. Guys, if you want to become, Michael's told you how to take the free trial. I know many of you have already taken your free trial. And so now it's time to decide if what we do is right for you. That's why you get 5 days, no credit card required, full access to everything we do, every tool we offer, the live training, the one-on-one mentoring. You've already had that. So now, are you willing to do the work that it takes to become a professional trader or someone who trades for a living? If you've made that decision, come to that conclusion, just go here, eminifuturestrading.com, 2 mouse clicks, and you become a lifetime member. Now with us, when we say lifetime member, there's no fine print. There's no recurring fees, no upsells. You never have to buy anything from us ever again. We provide you with everything a trader needs, all under one roof, at one low price. You have a live teacher 2 hours every trading day. 9 out of 10 new traders fail simply because they don't have anyone to show them how to do the job. They read books, they watch YouTube videos, and there's nothing wrong with those, but they're no substitute for an actual teacher in an interactive environment showing you how to use the tools, how to read the chart, and how to execute the trades. Along with the live training room, you have access to unlimited one-on-one private mentoring. The strategy you learn, the indicators you own for life, are fluid across all markets, all time frames, from futures to individual stocks, to crypto to Forex, from a one-minute chart to a monthly chart, and every tick or range chart in between. Also, as a passport holder, you become part of a very vibrant community in Telegram. You'll be surrounded by successful traders who have learned our methodology and our strategy and are always very happy to help the new guy or lady who comes along. You also receive the Logic 247 alerts around the clock as opportunity presents. You receive the concierge trade alerts every evening when they're posted. You, of course, are a part of the Thursday night members only workshop. That's every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Everything a trader needs, all under one roof, one low price. Go here, make your payment, never pay us another dime. With us again, lifetime means lifetime with no fine print. So let us wrap up with our good word for the day. Don't even think about giving up. I know you've been down some blind alleys. You've been sold some nonsense. And unfortunately, it's cost you a lot of time and a lot of treasure. But you've come this far. You've come too far to give up now. 2 Corinthians 4:8. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing. We give up because, number one, we fear failure. Past hurts and mistakes haunt us, and we think it's better not to try again than risk failing. Don't spend your life digging up bones. We all have things in our past that we would rather forget. Put them behind you. Paul writes in Philippians 3:13, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead. Number two, we worry about what people will say. Proverbs 29:25, the fear of man brings a snare. How you respond to criticism is one of the most important decisions you will ever make. There will always be people who won't like or understand you. Number three, we listen to the wrong voices. Satan is the father of lies and will do everything he can to discourage you. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. When a thought comes, examine it. If it's from God, receive it. If it's from Satan, demolish it. Number four, we lose focus. As believers, we're to walk by faith, not by sight. That means making every decision based on what God says and not what you see with your natural eyes. Number five, we lose touch with other believers. When the apostles got out of jail, they went back to their own company. Acts 4:23. To stay strong, you need fellowship with other Christians. Too many people give up on the verge of success. Don't be one of them. There is only one degree of difference between hot water and steam. So keep going and don't even think about giving up. And that's our good word for the day. Thanks so much for tuning in. Whoever you are, wherever you are, may God continue to richly bless you with his mercy and with his grace. And I'll see you at the bell.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a one-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decision.